It's time to talk about the commodity markets here on this Monday morning. Soybeans really driving things here on this Monday. Here to discuss it, Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. You're right. We are seeing higher prices here, and maybe somewhat of a surprise here this morning, but I guess we shouldn't be too surprised with anything that's going on in the soybean market over the last couple months. But prices are higher, and really, you look down the line, a lot of prices are higher here. Equity markets expected to be higher. The dollar is higher a little bit, crude up a dollar or so. We got metals up here today, livestock all up. So kind of a higher market around the horn here this morning. We got July corn at 427, up 8 3/4. September corn at 428 3/4, up 9. December corn at 429, up 9 1/4. July soybeans, 1159 1/2. That's up 27 1/2. August beans at 1152 1/4, up 30 1/4. November beans at 1116 1/2, up 31 1/4. July Chicago wheat at 509 1/2, up 12 1/4. September wheat at 519 1/4, up 12 1/2. December wheat at 535 3/4, up 12 3/4. July Kansas City wheat at 485, that's up 11 cents. September KC wheat at $5 3/4, up 11. December KC wheat at 523 3/4, up 10 3/4. July soybean oil 3264, that's up 38. August soybean oil 3274, up 36. July soybean meal at 425.10, that's up $10.70. August soybean meal at 411.50, that's up 13.80. Livestock market, like I mentioned, also higher. June cattle at 123.02, up $1.02. August cattle 118.82, up 102. And October cattle at 118.20, up 85. August feeders 147.72, up $1. September feeders at 146.05, up 87 cents. June hogs at 82.30, that's unchanged. July hogs at 86.10, up 12. And August hogs at 86.12, up 25 cents. Talking a little hot, dry weather here this morning. That seems to be some of the preparedness here for some higher prices. Of course, 7-day precip outlook looks a little dry for most of the Corn Belt. Temperature is supposed to warm up close to 90 here by the weekend. Obviously, pretty early, most areas still could use a little warm, dry weather, but the market obviously very sensitive to any changes in the forecast here as we move through the summer. Like Drew mentioned, expected some rain next week, so we'll see how the market interprets that here moving forward. A couple things to watch today, export inspections out at 10 o'clock. We do have crop progress out this afternoon. Expected corn ratings to be close to that 72% that we good to excellent that we saw last week. Bean planting somewhere around 86%. That compares to 73% last week. Expected winter wheat ratings to be unchanged too. And of course, as we move through the week, USDA supply demand report out on Friday at 11 a.m. Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day. Bye.
Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us. It's 73 degrees now at 8:59.